Podcasting from inside my suitcase somewhere in the world, this is the Radiant Navi Podcast, a place for lupus warriors who do and desire to travel the world. I'm your host, Radiant, founder of Radiant Navi, a lupus warrior of 20 years, kidney transplant recipient of 15 years. Discover lupus organizations around the world. Learn tips to help you travel your world safely and enjoyably. Meet lupus warriors who travel the world already, and so much more. So let's pack our bags, plan trips, board trains, get on ships, ride in cars, catch planes. Let's just get out of here. Welcome, warriors. Just to handle a little housekeeping, I want to remind you that everything that is said on this podcast is subject to the approval of your doctors, your medical care professionals, and those who love and care for you. I am not a doctor. I am a lupus warrior just like you. So remember, run everything by those who look out for you. That means your medical care professionals and yourself. All right, let's get it going. This is episode one. Sometimes it's a no. This podcast is dedicated to travel. But the reality is, there will be a point in this lupus journey when we will not be able to do so. The doctor will say, no, you can't go. So let's just deal with that right off. What happens? What do we do when the doctor says no? If the doctor says no, ask why. You have a right to know why you received a no. Get some definitive answers. Is it your destination? Is healthcare not close by? After all, you do need quality emergency care. The remedy could be to change your vacation destination. Check that out. If it's your health, get clarity, because this could be a myriad of things. If it's a flare or the concern of a possible flare. After all, your health could not be what we think it is or what you think it is. We've come a long way. Honey, a long way, baby. We're not where we used to be before diagnosis. You remember that? Especially when you think of how us lupus warriors are accustomed to operating on a scale of 7 as far as pain is concerned, or even higher. So when we get to a scale of 5, we feel like we can conquer the world. And then when you think about it, your form of lupus is different than anyone else's form of lupus. So these things are very important in finding out when it comes to traveling. And then if you're homebound, or if you're in the hospital for 3 and 4 weeks at a time, this is really for you. If you're homebound, find out about your uptown, downtown, upcountry, lowcountry. Discover what's going on in the theater, the museum, the concerts, the DIY classes. What's going on in the park? Hey, get a mask and go sit all the way in the back for concerts in the park. Go find out what's happening. Something is going on. Enjoy life in your state. Discover, discover, discover. And if you're in the hospital and you've always wanted to travel somewhere, find out about the food there. Can you enjoy some cuisine from there? If you can, get that food. Get some decor from there. Get the music and play it. Play a movie from there in that language. And go there in your mind. Let your heart soar. I used to do that on dialysis. And when I was in the hospital, I would read a book about that country. I would do all I could. So when I traveled, I would already know something. And I would encourage you just to do this. Open a window, look at the sun, listen to the rain, go on the porch, do all you can to live all you can. Be vibrant where you are right now. Prepare all you can to go later. Do it all now. Because you won't always be this way. You will live, and live right now so you can live later. Okay? I'm rooting for you. I'm always rooting for you, warrior. All right? Stay tuned for a phenomenon to follow. Every podcast, I'll be introducing you to a phenomenon, a lupus warrior who travels their world, loves life, values others, is passionate about making a difference, and is real about their lupus journey. Don't be surprised if one day it's you. Stay tuned to meet this phenomenon to follow. From Florida, Washington, D.C., ATL, and North Carolina, this lupus warrior is an advocate who will go anywhere to champion for lupus warriors in the U.S. I met her through a lupus warrior in my own state. We talk on the phone. We stay connected online. She was one of the first to contact me regarding traveling with a portable dialysis machine. You know her as Lupus Sister. I know her as Gabrielle Grace Davis. She's a warrior, wife, sister, friend, and a soon-to-be mama. Follow her on Instagram at Lupus Sister, LupusSista, or on Facebook at Gabrielle Grace Davis. She's a connected, passionate, fighting warrior. She is a phenomenon to follow. As we wind it down, I will leave you with this statistical fact. According to pharmaceutical publisher Merck Manual, a majority of Americans believe that they're more likely to contract an illness while traveling than during their normal routine at home. But nearly one in three would not change their travel plans if they're exhibiting symptoms of a cold or the flu. So the tip today is, if the doctor says no, you can't go, please don't go. All right, guys. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the Radiant Not Be podcast with your host, Radiant. I'll be here every second and fourth Thursday of the month. If you like the show, tell somebody. Make sure you subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at Radiant Navi Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Radiant Navi Podcast. Join me next time on the show when we talk about when the doctor says yes, you can go. Until next time, go travel your world.